Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Speaking of the president, I saw that all the major networks wrote an open letter urging Biden and former President Trump to debate. Yep, all the major networks want to air a Biden-Trump debate on NBC. They were presented as Law & Order SVU AARP.
SVU AARP, I get it. That's the, it's another left-wing front group, isn't it? The AARP, very political. And NBC, the network's open letter, NBC, because they have MSDNC. They have Rachel Mankow, and they should host it. Why not National Panhandler Radio? Why not NPR? NPR revealed itself. They have one person there that exposed himself to the public on a subway train. It's a little bit like Jeffrey Tubout over there. That's right. One person at National Panhandler Radio, NPR, 25-year veteran of NPR, wrote a nice article. Now, I did make mention of it yesterday. I didn't get deeply into it, but I did make mention of this article yesterday in the NPR exposing themselves and, well, just one person. And then the one person that exposed them is being attacked, naturally, by the other people at NPR for revealing the truth about the political nature of National Panhandler Radio, suckling on the taxpayer teat. You know, they've got a three-hour radio show on about the same time that our three-hour radio show is on. And at National Panhandler Radio, that radio show. Now, we do this show with me and Michael Piercy. I'm on the air, and Michael Piercy is the executive producer. He also runs the board, the audio board with all the sound bites and the, you know, all the tricks and stuff. And then we have Michael Shelton over here, and he's in the studio next door behind the glass. And hopefully today we're going to have a wonderful, wonderful call screener. Our favorite call screener is going to be in, and that's going to be great, Jasmine. And that's it. So we have screening calls, then Michael, and really Michael Shelton is running the network operation to a large extent in commercials and things. So that's it. But this NPR show, they have 33 people doing the three-hour radio show at NPR because it's not their money. It's our money. And so they all buy golden Mercedes-Benz station wagons. I always say the golden Mercedes-Benz station wagon because NPR and CNN hosts that lived near us always drove a gold Mercedes-Benz station wagon. And I said, oh, I got to get me one of those NPR jobs so I can get a golden Mercedes-Benz, you know. Judy Driftwood is the person that I'm talking about. And, you know, it pays very well to be a lefty in media. It's much more difficult for conservatives in media. It's a crooked industry. The whole media industry is run by lefties who call themselves liberals. But for the most part, they've transitioned, kind of like they transition their genders and their genitalia and their children from boy to girl and girl to boy. A lot of trends going on with these people. But never mind that. It is the most corrupt institution in the United States of America. I've been talking about it for years. And it's very nice that one person at NPR came forward, and I've got a bunch of because he did an interview with Barry Weiss, the great reporter woman who used to be with the New York Times, and then she came clean, and I said, well, wait a minute, if I want to do journalism, I can't be here, and now she's free at last. But I want to share this with you, this Yuri Berliner, who wrote the piece. It's quite a remarkable revelation. And it won't come as a surprise to you, and it didn't come as a surprise to me, but I'll share some of the story. And again, he did an interview with Barry Weiss, so I've got audio of Yuri Berliner talking about some of this. And that's a good story. It's a big story. We've got lots of stuff for you today. Here is the Daily Caller. Major news publication seemingly changes headline after scolding from Biden campaign. You see, USA Today, they had a headline that might have been not negative enough regarding President Trump in USA Today. So the Biden people got a hold of USA Today and said, hey, this isn't negative enough. We need something decidedly more negative when it comes to Trump. And the clowns, the frauds, the NPR listening hacks at USA Today, they said, oh, sure. How soon can we change it? We can change it lickety-split. Just tell us what to change it to, Biden campaign, and we're the fake news media. We're so filthy corrupt that we'll actually change the headline for you to make it more anti-Trump. Because our news media is the most potent weapon the Democrat Party has when it comes to winning elections. They lie for the Democrat Party all day, every day. Remember Russian collusion, and how about the laptop is Russian disinformation? They had collusion from the intelligence community, too, and the Communist Party voter, John Penitentiary Face Brennan, leading the charge on that information operation that our own intelligence community ran against the American people in order to corrupt our presidential election. And now we've got a news media that shrugs and goes to Starbucks and cheats on their wives and their husbands in order to forget about it, because that's just who they are. They're not on anybody's side. They're corrupt people. We've raised a generation of very corrupt people. The left has in the United States. So we've got that. Yeah, USA Today just decided to change the headline after the Biden campaign contacted them and said, that headline is too positive. It's Trump. It has to be more negative. And so USA Today dutifully changed it. You can do that now because of Al Gore's amazing internet. Peace be upon him, corpulent though he may be. Kamala, she did an interview, and it's kind of a podcast, and these gushing Democrats. Oh, I saw. It reminded me of, the podcaster women say that they, one of them says she saw Joe Biden walk by one time, and she just gushed and became a teenage girl with Tom Brady walking by. And she was so excited to see Joe Biden. And that's how you get the interview with the Biden White House and with Kamala. And Kamala said some really dumb stuff, like her greatest lament in being vice president is that she can't play Wordle anymore. Well, Wordle wasn't actually available until she became vice president. So she even lies about the little stuff, the inconsequential stuff. And that's how you know you've got a real liar on your hands. Speaking of which, Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, and I was sharing audio yesterday with you of Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, a Democrat from Texas, Houston, Texas, and she's out there talking about how during the eclipse she was misinforming school children with her lack of knowledge, which she presented as knowledge since she's, you know, in the House Science and Technology and Space Committee or whatever it is. This is the woman who went to the Mars rover headquarters and asked if the rover on Mars made by the patriarchy, sending pictures back live from Mars, you're welcome. She asked if the Mars rover had located and photographed the American flag that was planted on Mars by Neil Armstrong when Apollo 11 landed in 1969, though she didn't have that kind of detail that normal people would have off the top of their heads. But she came back, and the moon is made up mostly of gases, she says, but they're friendly gases, so we can live on there. But the sun might be a little too hot to walk on. She is a member of Congress in good standing within the Democrat Party. Just amazing stuff. She also declared the Constitution to be 400 years old and a number of other things. I want to share some Sheila nuggets of wisdom from Sheila Jackson Lee because, you know, you're a Democrat Party. Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren is not a Native American. Hi-ho, are you? Hi-ho, are you? Hi-ho, are you? Hi-ho, are you? Whenever you see Elizabeth Warren, you know, in a restaurant or walking down the street or something in Washington, D.C., you gotta do the chant, the Bugs Bunny, hi-how are you chant, because she is a fake Native American, and she faked her way into a, an illustrious career based on the big lie that is Elizabeth Warren. But yesterday, because the whole Democrat Party hates the Jews, they've even got the Jews hating the Jews. That's how powerful their information dominance is. They've got Jewish Americans that have turned against Jewish Americans because they're pro-Hamas. Pro-Hamas. Oh, speaking of which, Joe Biden yesterday was asked about this, and he condemned Israel and Netanyahu. He condemned Israel and Netanyahu, and he and this interview with Univision, and he didn't mention the American hostages being held by Hamas because he's a stooge for the Ayatollahs. He's a clown. He's an embarrassment. Do I make you laugh like a clown? He's just a ridiculous, disgraced president of the United States, and he's attacking our ally and one of the strongest defenders of Western civilization, certainly in the Middle East and on the planet. But never mind that. And Joe Biden is attacking him and undermining him because he's fighting radical Islam, which is dedicated to the extermination of the Jewish people. And now the Democrat Party is pretty much dedicated to the extermination of the Jewish people because they've saddled up with Hamas and radical Islam, and they're funding the Ayatollahs, which fund Hamas and the Houthis and the, you know, Hezbollah and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, but pay no attention to that. And they're fueling the war in Syria and the civil war in Yemen, but pay no attention to that. Just because Joe Biden is funneling billions and billions to them, it's nothing to see here. But the Democrats are out there chanting from the river to the sea again yesterday, and they took over the Senate cafeteria on Capitol Hill yesterday and stormed the portions of Capitol Hill, these pro-Hamas lunatics, with their hands painted red because they're so dumb, they're so ignorant. These Democrats are so fantastically, spectacularly ignorant that they don't know that the red hand, the bloody hand, is a symbol that the Palestinians have been using for decades now to praise the massacre, the lynching of two Israeli soldiers in Ramallah many years ago. And they butchered, they savagely dismembered these two young men, these two Israeli men, because they're Jews. And they threw their dismembered bodies to the mob, which they dismembered further, because they're not a civilized people. They're not known for being a civilized people. They're not known for their operas and their concerts. The only concert they're famous for is the one where they massacred and raped everybody at the concert on October 7th. You know, they're not famous for their art or their technology. They can't even give themselves electricity or clean water. They're a backward-ass disaster of a culture. But in any case, the Democrats were on Capitol Hill yesterday cheering them on. You know, and we've got the Death to America chants in Minnesota. The Democrats are pandering to those, that was Michigan, Dearborn, Michigan. And they're chanting Death to America and Death to Israel. And they're Democrats. They're Democrats chanting Death to Israel and the Democrats are pandering to them, trying to get the jihadis on the good side of the Democrat Party. And look, the jihadis will all vote for the Democrats because the Democrat Party is halfway to being ISIS at this point. In fact, you know, an 18-year-old was arrested in Idaho. I talked about this yesterday also. Arrested in Idaho over the weekend because he was plotting an ISIS-inspired terror attack on Christian churches in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, but pay no attention to that. So I've got updates for you on several of these things. And Elizabeth Warren saying she believes Israel war in Gaza will legally be considered a genocide. So she's calling the Jews genocidal because she's a fake Native American and she can say whatever she wants. Pretty amazing stuff. And also the corrupt people at Amnesty International singing the praises of a Palestinian terrorist that died of cancer in prison years after he tortured and murdered and gouged the eyes out of an Israeli that was kidnapped by him and his mob, Walid Dacca. And the people at Amnesty International, another radical left-wing front group, described him as an author. As an author. It's like saying, Charles Manson is a guitar player. They're pretty amazing, amazingly corrupt people. Amnesty International, just another corrupt, filthy, I spit on you institution. used to be something, kind of like the ACLU. Also, NPR angrily responds to their own insider that revealed the truth about the politics of our taxpayer-funded propaganda network that is in every big city and every hamlet across America. Only a small part of the Democrat Party's propaganda apparatus. This part funded by us, however, and it's about time, in fact, it's well past time that the Republicans introduced a bill to defund the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Then they'll bring Big Bird up there again onto Capitol Hill, and all of the one-digit IQ fake reporters will cry and sob, oh no, what about Big Bird? I've got an idea of what you can do with Big Bird. So we got that going. And 15 U.S. agencies knew all about the Wuhan and had every reason to know that it was a lab leak. But guess what those 15 U.S. government agencies did rather than letting the American people know what they knew? We're going to need to build more prisons just for all these Democrats in the government. Amazing stuff. And the boycott of the LGBTQ club at school in California, leading to all kinds of tumult. It's tumult, I tell you. The FBI and Ashley Babbitt and a lot more coming up in the next 3 hours. We are at 888-630-9625. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit ChrisPlantCruise.com.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
All right, let us go to the telephones. And it's a real challenge today to see how much I can get to of the crazy that the Democrats have fed me. Let's go to Rick, calling from Elmwood Park, New Jersey. Ricardo, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Thanks for taking my call, Chris. I thought this would be right up your alley. Victor Davis Hanson posted an op-ed, 11 ways Biden and his handlers are hell-bent on destroying America.
I know it well. I know it well. I talked about it last week, but I didn't get into it. And I kept saying, you know, I need to get into this and lay out what Victor Davis Hanson is doing here. And I'm really glad you brought it up again. Now, let me allow you to finish your thought, however.
Sure. Would you like me to read a couple?
Well, I tell you what, I think what I'm going to do, because I have it in front of me again. I had it in front of me 2 days last week, and I wanted to get to it 2 days last week, and I failed to. But and I teased it and I teased it and then I never got to it. So I got to tell you, Rick, you have inspired me. You've lit a fire under me. And now I want to pull out the all 11 of Victor Davis Hanson's how the Democrat Party is destroying America. What's your favorite? What's your favorite one?
Boy, they're so tough. The border's big issue, national debt. But, you know, I'm a climate change debunker. So they have on here, of course, make war on affordable gasoline and natural gas. I think they should have added number 12, take away cars, trucks, motorcycles, construction equipment, farming vehicles, home heat, air conditioners, fireplaces, wood-burning stoves, ACs, dishwashers, washers, and dryers.
Yeah, they want a smellier country. Under the left, their country will be a lot smellier. We'll be worse than France. Ah, yes. Our news media exposed again. And I'll get to the NPR story. It's quite a remarkable story. Got another son of Jesse Jackson, who is another member of Congress, going on television and lying about Border Patrol officers whipping Haitian migrants. They just lie about everything. Last week, we had another former Democrat member of the House of Representatives saying that on Fox News, and nobody corrected him, that there were five U.S. Capitol police officers killed, murdered on January 6th, when in reality zero U.S. Capitol police officers were killed on January 6th. But the truth is not their friend, so they don't really care about that. Now, we just had a great call from Rick in Elmwood Park, New Jersey, and he reminded me of something you may have heard that I wanted to get to last week, and I talked about it a couple of times. I touched on it, but I did not get into it properly. Victor Davis Hanson, the great thinker, author, writer, professor, and, you know, we need a lot more of him and a lot fewer of Jesse Jackson's sons in Congress lying to everybody about everything that they're lying about because they lie all the time. But Victor Davis Hanson initially posted on the X, it's a platform known as X, initially posted on X this really excellent list of, as is so often the case with Victor Davis Hanson, under the heading, "Why Are They Destroying Us? Why Are They Destroying Us?" he said. And in his tweet, he said, "If someone wished to destroy America, could he do anything more catastrophic than what we currently see and hear each day? What would an existential enemy do that we have not already done to ourselves?" That's a good question. And he then said, "Here are 11 now familiar steps to civilizational destruction." To civilizational destruction. And it's Victor Davis Hanson, so he thought it through and he boiled it down and he summed it up beautifully. And I want to share that with you now, not just because, although Rick lit a fire under me, not just because Rick called in with it, but because I went home frustrated 2 days last week having not gotten to this Victor Davis Hanson moment so good. He then wrote an opinion piece, did Victor Davis Hanson, on FoxNews.com, which they published on April 5th. And the headline is, "The Path to Civilizational Destruction Should Be Very Familiar by Now. Why are those controlling President Biden using him to advance so much of a destructive agenda that will likely end America as we know it?" Well, you may recall Barack Obama declaring that his election marked the end of the United States as we know it.
"We are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America."
Now, Barack Obama was corrupt and racist and dishonest, and he has friends like Jeremiah Wright, anti-Semites, you know, the usual stuff, and it's the Democrat Party stuff. And he told us that they were going to fundamentally transform the United States of America. 8 years, they did a lot of damage, but really Joe Biden, the sock puppet in the White House, who is a front man for Barack Obama, you remember he said that he would prefer to be president living somewhere else and just doing it by phone, phoning it in, saying, "Yeah, if I could just pick up the phone and wreck the place, that'd be much better because he doesn't like full-time work. He's pretty lazy." But we've got that going. And Victor Davis Hanson said, "If someone wished to destroy America, could he do anything more catastrophic than what we currently see and hear each day? What would an existential enemy do to us that we have not already done to ourselves? Here are 11 now familiar steps to civilizational destruction. Number one, wipe out a 2,000-mile border. Allow 10 million foreign nationals to enter unlawfully. Have no audit of any. Nullify all federal immigration laws. Let in toxic drugs that kill 100,000 Americans a year. Give free support to those millions who broke the law. Smear any objectors as racists and xenophobes." Well, that's step number one. Step number one. Step number two, run up $35 trillion in national debt. Keep adding $1 trillion to it each 100 days, not per year, every 100 days. Defame anyone wishing to cut wild spending as cruel and inhumane. because you don't want more welfare and more people suckling on the taxpayer teat and laying on their back and becoming meth heads until they die. Number three, appease or subsidize enemies like Iran and China. Don't forget Russia, because they freed up all the oil sales for Russia, and now they can fund their war against Ukraine while we also fund the Ukraine side of the war. And under appeasing and subsidizing enemies like Iran and China, demonize allies like Israel. Now, again, Joe Biden with Univision just yesterday was demonizing Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu, and by omission, propping up Hamas and radical Islam. Now, demonize allies like Israel, allow terrorists to attack Americans without adequate response, as in the Houthis in Yemen and so on. And now they're trying to cut a deal with the Houthis where they'll give the Houthis our money too, another radical Islamic terrorist group hell-bent on the destruction of Western civilization. And the left is here to help them. See Islam as either similar or superior to Christianity. Make amends to leftist governments for supposedly past toxic American international behavior. You see, you go apologizing to the enemies of civilization, and that's what they're doing in a methodical and systematic way. Follow the lead of international agencies like the UN, the ICC, the International Criminal Court, and the World Health Organization to atone for past American neo-colonial and imperialist behavior. This is the way the left views us. They're here to destroy us, to undermine us every step of the way. Recede to second-tier international status befitting American decline. Number four, in a multiracial democracy, redefine identity only as one's tribal affiliation. Ensure each identity group rivals the other for victimhood and the state spoils it confers. Reboot all political issues by race and sex oppressors and oppressed. This is critical race theory, which the radical left, the Democrat Party, is teaching in schools to children, that all white people are oppressors, all people that are not white enough are oppressed. That's why, see, they have identified the Israelis as being too white, the left has. The Palestinians as being brown people, people of color. Therefore, they're naturally the victims, even though they're the savages, the murderers, the rapists, the kidnappers. They are the victims. That's what the radical left extremist critical race theory does for all of that. So we've got that. Destroy all meritocratic standards of admission, retention, promotion, and commendation. So no more meritocracy. It's all based on your race, your immutable characteristics, your race, your gender, your sexual orientation. That's how you get ahead in left-wing America. Right? You can succeed all you want. You can have a perfect score on your SATs. You have an A-plus average all your life. That doesn't matter one lick. One lick. Can you say one lick on the radio? Number five, recalibrate violent crime as understandable. Cry of the heart expressions of social justice. You may remember Kamala Harris was raising bail, helping to raise bail for the rioters and the looters that were burning churches and police cars and police stations, injuring literally thousands of police officers alone, killing dozens during the left-wing riots, looting practically every neighborhood in America, including the neighborhood I'm in right now, where the radio station is, including my home neighborhood, which I left this morning to come to the radio station. Loot, loot, loot. But none of them are in jail for 20 years, like January 6th, because they're not enemies of the state, because the state is the Democrat Party. So you recalibrate violent crime as understandable, cry of the heart expressions of social justice, ensure no bail and same-day release for arrested, repeat violent felons, emphasize with the violent killer and rapist, ignore their victims, especially if they're slain police officers. You know, President Biden went to New York for a fundraiser and ignored the funeral, the wake for the murdered police officer and the young women that are murdered by illegal aliens. And, you know, they create these circumstances by way of their policies, and then they bear no responsibility for any of the results. Number six, emasculate the military by using non-meritocratic standards of race, gender, and sexual orientation to determine promotion and commendation. Absolutely right. Deliberately impugn as racists and insurrectionists the largest demographic in the military, who in recent wars died at twice their numbers compared to the population, so that they leave or never join the military in the first place. Encourage retired high-ranking officers to slander their commander-in-chief. Cut the defense budget. Stop producing sufficient weapons. Leave billions of dollars worth of arms to terrorists, like in Afghanistan. Number seven, reinvent the justice system to indict, bankrupt, convict, jail, and eliminate political opponents. Use ballot removal, impeachment, civil suits, state and federal indictments, rather than elections to defeat an opponent. Look, like in Senegal and Venezuela and Russia, the Democrats are doing everything they can to have their political rivals removed from the ballots, including President Trump, who Democrats are still trying to remove from ballots in many states. They started in Colorado. It went on from there. They're now trying to remove Robert F. Kennedy, who's not only a Kennedy Democrat, he's a Kennedy. They're trying to have him removed from state ballots, too, because the third world standards are now normal in the United States because the Democratic Party isn't liberal. They're the left. Encourage the fusion of the bureaucratic state with the electronic media. That's, you know, one of the Benito Mussolini definitions of fascism, the merger of state and corporate power, and in particular, the media, because information is king, and that's how you win elections. Propaganda, not by merit. We've already done away with the meritocracy, right? So encourage the fusion of the bureaucratic state with electronic media. That's Twitter, which they owned until they didn't, and they're still angry about that. To form a powerful force for political audit, surveillance, censorship, and coercion. Marry the FBI to the Silicon Valley, which we saw in the lead-up to our presidential election, which the FBI corrupted, along with our intelligence community and John Brennan. They should be in handcuffs. Number nine, make war on affordable gasoline and natural gas. Substitute inefficient, unreliable, and expensive wind and solar power, even as energy prices nearly bankrupt the middle class. Number 10, marry late, but preferably not at all. Consider males toxic, especially boys. Have no children, or as few as possible. And, you know, the Islamists are promising that they're going to conquer Western civilization in the womb by outproducing us. And we see it in London, we see it in England. We're seeing it now in Dearborn, Michigan, and elsewhere. There is a war being waged against Western civilization by the enemies of Western civilization, including Islamists, and the Democrat Party is helping them. Number 11, turn world-class universities into indoctrination centers. Suspend the Bill of Rights on campuses. They've done this again and again. No freedom of speech. You can't hand out constitutions on Constitution Day. They set up a small pen the size of a Prius and say, this is our free speech zone on campus. You have free speech here, but no place else. Train youth to graduate that they graduate despising their own culture and civilization. Recruit foreign students from hostile nations to subsidize campus commissar bloat. Replace the curriculum with therapeutic propaganda. Ban SAT and ACT scores and tests. And do not evaluate comparative high school GPAs. This is Victor Davis Hanson summing up 11 ways to destroy the United States of America. And these are all actions, measures, efforts that the Democrat Party has already undertaken. Very successfully, I might add. He then lays out the reasons why they might be doing this, five different reasons why they might be doing this. And, you know, it has to do with them. They're unwell. But Victor Davis Hanson, 11 steps you would take if you wanted to destroy, to fundamentally transform the United States of America, as Barack Obama promised. Barack Obama, who was mentored by Frank Marshall Davis of the American Communist Party when he was a teenager. And then he picked a Communist Party voter John Brennan to be CIA director, then they corrupted our presidential election.
Barack will never allow you to go back to your lives as usual. Uninvolved, uninformed.
You know, we should tweet. I think it's out there all over the place, but we should tweet out Victor Davis Hanson's 11 ways to destroy America. Biden's handler is hell-bent on destroying America. We should post that on X and Facebook and so on because, you know, the Democrat Party is, they're the left. And the left has been plotting in faculty lounges and drug-clouded basements for decades how to destroy America, how to bankrupt us, how to corrupt the children. And they're implementing all of these schemes now all at once. And that's why the country is so off the rails. And Victor Davis Hanson says, now, why would those controlling the president, Joe Biden, be doing all of the above? And he gives options. Number one, they're delusional and think their socialist and global agendas are working and will save us. That's certainly true for some of them. Number two, they're raging nihilists, or nihilists if you prefer, who do not like the U.S. and deliberately want it destroyed as a service to the world. That's the hardcore left, the anti-capitalist, anti-American, racist left. And a ruined U.S. is preferable to a strong America, and it is for the tyrants of the world. And the lefties represent the tyrants of the world. Number three, they are Jacobin revolutionaries who are intentionally erasing the old United States as a prerequisite for creating an entirely new America that will arise from the ashes with no trace or even memory of its past. Now, these radical French revolutionaries, the Jacobins, killed everything, destroyed everything, killed everyone and destroyed everything. You know, lots of guillotine and all that good stuff. Number four, they have no agenda. They're aimless fools and utter incompetence. These bunglers just wing it day to day in response to what their radical media, academic, and political masters dictate is necessary for them to retain power. They have no idea of the damage they are doing. These are the possibilities. And Victor Davis Hanson says, well, it's a bit of one in three, but probably not four. Probably not four being their aimless, incompetent fools, and they have no agenda. I think that's right. No, it's quite deliberate. And a small number of people have secured a large amount of power, cultural power, and they've been plotting, you know, academia, then the teachers' unions, the path to the grammar schools, got the transgender twerking for second graders. You got all the race, critical race theory, teaching first graders that the boys are girls and the girls are boys, that the white people are enslavers and the black people are victims, that America is the worst thing that ever happened to the world, when in reality it's the best thing that ever happened to the world. But we will post this so that you can share it with, you know, your friends, those who think and those who don't. I've got Joe Biden coming up, and NPR is corrupt. Shock of shocks.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker, although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord! We get it! They have chemistry!
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.